50s. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, low temperatures in the upper 30s. Thursday, partly sunny to cloudy with highs near 60 degrees. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exelon.
Bloom Daddy.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to address two topics here. Now, one of them is an email. Another one is a Facebook message, Bloom Daddy on Facebook. Both have become political issues. Both have become societal issues. And I'm talking about policing and COVID. I'm going to start with policing first. And I got this from a sheriff's deputy. I'm not going to say where. I'm not going to say who. But I just want you to listen to what he has to say, because I think it really gives you the perspective from the officer's angle of what they're dealing with today. So it says, longtime listener to your program every morning. I truly appreciate your support for good and honest law enforcement officers. Now, notice he said good and honest law enforcement officers. We all back them. There are bad apples out there. We got to get rid of them. But he goes on to say, I can't thank you enough for being one of those people. I'm a deputy sheriff. Today I see a car with an expired plate. I see that this driver's plate has been dead from last June. With COVID and all that, and maybe the driver didn't have the funds, I thought just to pull over the driver and give a warning to get the plates in order. No big deal. I turn on the lights to initiate a traffic stop to the car. The driver pulls into a bank parking lot. I have no control where this driver pulls over. Obviously, the driver wanted to be in a safe spot. No problem. I get out to make the initial contact with the driver and explain what was going on. As I'm walking up to the driver, a representative of the bank comes out, starts questioning why I have his private lot blocked. I look at him and say, give me one second. Now, he's already taken my attention away from the driver, who at this point, I do not obviously know the intentions of. Once I started talking to the driver, a police officer pulls in for backup, like we always do, very common. The bank representative is escalating his discontent with the way that now two police officers are blocking his private parking lot. The other officer professionally explains that it's for officer safety. And once the issue is dealt with, there's no problem with us moving our cruisers. I explained to the guy, who's still raising hell, that I'm doing my job and we're both level-headed adults. But I have to deal with this driver now because I discover that this driver is suspended, which means if I let that driver leave and that driver hits someone or hurts someone, I'm now responsible. So now I have to issue a ticket. And I explain that to the bank representative, who now demands my name and business card. It pulls his phone out and starts taking pictures. Let's not forget when I asked for his full name, his boss's name, and the phone number, he refused and walked away. Again, I again professionally and calmly tell this individual that if he's not satisfied with the way he believes I should conduct business, then he needs to call the sheriff and file a complaint. The bank representative then said, well, I guess I will. You have no business blocking my parking lot. And apparently he called both the sheriff's office and the police department have filed complaints for nothing but us doing our job. Now, I've been in this business for over 2 decades. This is by far the worst display of professionalism by a representative of a corporation I've ever witnessed. The entire time, the person that I pulled over was completely cool. I mean, yeah, the driver wasn't happy because her license was suspended, but she wasn't even the issue. The issue I have is that this guy, the bank representative, who's supposed to maintain professionalism, berated both of us officers in the parking lot over nothing. If he had a problem, he should have addressed it after we were done conducting business. Is it fair to the person who was pulled over to see that type of behavior or hold that person up any longer? What if this driver wanted to fight the police or even worse, shoot at us? I mean, if that would have happened, we would have not been able to react as fast because this individual from the bank made it a point to raise hell about us blocking his private lot. This is the type of stuff that sends me into orbit. This is another example of the growing disrespect for the police, and it's getting out of hand. Just tired of good police officers out there doing their job and getting trashed. I know it's part of the game, but this one really bothered me. And I think this is a perfect example of how there is just a lack of respect for officers, and it's because of this narrative that's been driven for about 3 or 4 years now by the liberal media that police officers are bad, they're out hunting black people, and we got to get rid of them. I mean, there are repercussions for what we say, and we're seeing it right now. Look, I was brought up to respect officers, and I've said this many times. I'm not saying they're all good, but man, live to fight another day. I would never, if a police officer pulled somebody over in my driveway, walk out and confront the officer. Ever would I ever think of doing that. Yet this individual did. And I think a lot of other people at this time probably would do the same thing. They'd probably go out and say something. Because now it's cool to disrespect officers. Now it's like the thing. You know, it's the fad now. This is where I get back to a total lack of civility, total lack of respect for authority in America. We can't let the actions of a few override the actions of many. Every day, there are thousands of interactions between police and everyday Americans of every race, every nationality, that go perfectly fine. We can't let a couple push a narrative that's leading to disrespect of our officers and deputies. We can't let it happen. Now, here's the other one. This is to me on Facebook. It says, this is about COVID. Maybe, just maybe, you or somebody in your close family needs to get COVID. Then maybe you wouldn't make fun of us who take this disease seriously. My uncle died in a nursing home due to the staff bringing COVID to him. They murdered him. My mom was hospitalized 2 months due to COVID. She's relearning how to walk now. Both my sisters contracted it, plus my niece and nephew. I was hospitalized 17 days, and my doctor told me I was days away from death. I begged to die in the hospital. You have no idea what it feels like not being able to breathe when they are pumping oxygen into you 24 hours a day. So yes, I am afraid, and it's a slap in my face when people like you make fun of it. And we are all still suffering from the effects of COVID. We are called long haulers. Educate yourself on us like you tell LeBron to before opening your mouth. Have a nice day. Well, first of all, pretty much everybody in my family got COVID. And they're perfectly fine. Second of all, my uncle died in a nursing home due to the staff bringing COVID to him. They murdered him. That is an asinine statement by you, April. You think those people wanted to do that? And maybe take a look at your governor. I don't know where you're sending this from, but if you're from Pennsylvania, maybe blame that on your governor or your health director, who's more worried about dressing up like a chick than doing a job. Maybe look there. I'm not making fun of COVID. I'm making fun of our overreaction to COVID. COVID's very real, and I feel for families out there who have lost loved ones. Just like I feel for families out there who have lost loved ones from the flu or cancer or any of the other diseases or viruses that kill thousands of people a year. Yet we don't shut down an entire damn country. Yet we don't make 99% of the population suffer when we could have just helped out the people who are sick or the people who are unhealthy or the elderly. That's what I make fun of. I make fun of lawmakers who made decisions based out of being scared or uneducated or power hungry. That's what I make fun of. And April, what I would say to you is, do you ever shed a tear over the 20,000 to 60,000 people who died from the flu every year? You probably didn't even know that. Do you think we should shut down the country over influenza deaths? I mean, should we? I mean, come on. I mean, this message from April, I feel, again, I'm not heartless. I know people have died from this virus. But I also know death is a part of human life. And you can't put a value on human life. But you also can't count how many human lives were lost because we overreacted to COVID. What about those people? So, April, while you sit there scared and you say that everything we've been doing is the right thing to do, are you a murderer? Just like you called that nursing home staff murderers. Are you a murderer because you want all this stuff in place and people died because of loneliness, died out of desperation, committed suicide because they were depressed? What about those people? Are you responsible and others like you responsible for their deaths because you backed all this overreaction? Turn the tables and think about that, Toots, before you send me a message coming after me.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated.
News Radio 1170. WWVA.
Here's a look at the Trinity Health System community calendar. The Wheeling Nationals Youth Baseball Program is holding a steak fry on Saturday, May 8th at the Tunnel Green Shelter in Wheeling. The cost is $20 per ticket. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. and the steak fry starts at 6 p.m. There will be a Chinese auction and a 50-50 raffle, along with a tasty steak dinner. All proceeds benefit the program. Visit the Wheeling Nationals Facebook page for more information. And if you have an announcement for the community calendar, email ovcommunitycalendar@iheartmedia.com.
In a world of fake profiles, fake tans, and fake flavors, naturally flavored Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer strives for realness. It's USDA certified organic, with no sugar or carbs, and only 80 calories. So the only thing touching your taste buds is organic, refreshing, and delicious. Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. As real as it tastes. Enjoy responsibly. Not a low-calorie food. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer IRC Beer, St. Louis, Missouri 63118.
Color Creek Coatings is the Valley's top choice for all things concrete. Plain or decorative driveways, sidewalks, patios, porches, pool decks, plus retaining walls and concrete countertops. Call Color Creek at 304-905-8451 or stop by 29th and Oaf Street in Wheeling.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. My buddy Chris Fogle at Epic Restoration wants me to let you know Epic Restoration service area has increased. So from now on, if you have water, smoke, mold, or really any type of damage to your home or business, and you live anywhere from Weirton to New Martinsville on both sides of the river and west to Zanesville, Epic Restoration can take care of all your problems. Call Epic Restoration right now for a free evaluation and estimate to get your home, business, school, hospital disinfected in a safe and effective way. Epic Restoration. Call them right now.
Get ready for the return of live country music. It's the Blame My Roots Country Music Festival, July 16th and 17th at the Valley View Campgrounds in Belmont, Ohio, featuring Miranda Lambert, Neil McCoy, Lee Bryce, Jodie Messina, Tennille Towns, Nico Moon, and more. The Blame My Roots Fest also features a beer garden, food trucks, camping, and VIP experiences. Get all the details and buy your tickets now at blamefest.com.
Hey, Ohio Valley, this is Bloom Daddy. Believe it or not, I can mix it up arguing and take you down a peg or two, except when I'm talking about Harvey Goodman Realtor. Every time I've needed help, buying or selling, they've been there for me. When I was buying, they helped me get a great low price. I mean, I stole that house. Then when I was selling, I got way more than I should have. I'm telling you, it both pays and saves to have Harvey working for you. Why chance it? Get the best in the Ohio Valley and call Harvey Goodman Realtor. Tell Siri or Google to call Harvey Goodman Realtor. Siri knows the number.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year at their Wheeling, St. Clairsville, and Barnesville locations. Doctors Urgent Care continues to offer accessible, quality medical care to residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care offers services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, our Primary Care One plan, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment at any one of our three locations. Log on to our website at doctorsurgentcare.com or call Doctors Urgent Care today at 740-699-0940.
Roads, bridges, broadband, the infrastructure we need to build a strong, growing economy. And every $1 million we spend on it generates nearly $4 million in economic activity. But a major tax increase on businesses to pay for it will only cost the U.S. jobs. There is a way to fund infrastructure in a sustained way without raising taxes on job creators and undermining the recovery. Let's build together. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry.
With Domino's Carside Delivery, you can carry out any three-topping pizza for just $7.99 without leaving your car. So you don't have to interrupt your kids' favorite song.
And we'll all be friends just for one.
You can interrupt this, actually.
Next time you carry out three-topping pizzas for $7.99 each, try Domino's Carside Delivery. Just pull up to the store, check in online, and Domino's will bring your food to you contact-free. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Message and data rates may apply when using Domino's Carside Delivery.
My man, James Carson with United Dairy, said to me, Bloom Daddy, talk about my iced tea. And I said, James, you're paying the bills. You call the shots, so here goes. It's time for tea. Summer iced tea from United Dairy. Take it from Bloom Daddy, it's terrific. It's honest tea, the best. It's, okay, I'll stop. But seriously, United Dairy is so much more than just the highest quality dairy products you can buy. And iced tea is just one example of what I'm saying. So with 85 degree days just right around the corner, now is the time to start thinking about and buying United Dairy iced tea.
Bloom Daddy.
I can't believe we're playing this.
There's a reason we're playing this.
I know, but I can't believe you talked me into this.
And I'm going to explain the reason in a second. But first, we got to listen to Lionel.
A thousand times.
I sometimes see you pass. I'm getting goosebumps.
I remember when this would come on in high school and I would always change the channel.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
I was watching this video last night as I laid in bed thinking of Otis. I'm lying. I was watching this video last night as I was laying in bed. And I don't know why I had to get all my Lionel Richie fix. This is a great video. Blind woman.
Allegedly blind.
What do you mean allegedly blind?
She's an actress. I don't think she's really blind.
Blind in the video, though. Come on, man. I'm having a moment here. See, you think I'm being all feminine right now, but Lionel.
I don't think I know.
Lionel's the man.
Let me ask you this.
Hello?
Does Karen have your testicles in a bag at home?
She got those in the divorce. Yes, she does.
You have surrendered your man card.
I love Lionel Richie. I love this song. I'm sorry.
You've surrendered your man card.
It put me to sleep. Okay? There you go. Now, you were going to play this song. This is another video I was watching the other day because I like to go back to 80s videos. This is a great song.
Terry Nunn back in the day was smoking.
Crank it
too.
For a second. A lot of people aren't going to know who sings this. Now, this was in the movie with Matthew Modine, wasn't it? Vision Quest?
Maybe.
You know what other movie that Berlin did the soundtrack to?
Yep.
Top Gun.
Yep. The love song.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. I love going back and watching 80s videos, mainly because it shows you how crazy the 80s were. But the 80s had some good music. It was like all over the place, too.
Had some bad music,
too. It was
too.
All over the place. No more words. Okay. Speaking of words, Caitlyn Jenner misspelled her name in her initial campaign.
Whoops.
Or somebody did. They spelled it K-A-I-L-Y-N. So somebody didn't double check. The printing company, whoever it may be, but it's hard to come out blasting Governor Gavin Newsom when you misspell your own name.
When you leave the T out.
Doesn't look real good. 1997, the Fox series Married with Children broadcast its last show after 11 seasons on the air. I was very, very depressed back then because I loved that show. Will Smith, Mark Wahlberg, going in opposite. Well, they're kind of going in the same direction for different reasons, though. Mark Wahlberg just put on 20 pounds of fat. I mean, this guy's built, but he put on fat for his newest role, and I'm not quite sure what that role is. In the meantime, Will Smith is going to have a new 6-part series from YouTube Originals. It's going to be titled Best Shape of My Life. It's going to follow his efforts to get back into shape. Because as he put it, during the pandemic, he spent the entire time and countless days grazing through the pantry.
And
that's going to put a gut on you. Drinking a little booze. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Speaking of booze, Cinco de Mayo today. And if you didn't know it, Americans have kind of made it more of a holiday than the Mexican people, and it all comes down to drinking a little booze.
It's May 5th, the greatest day ever. On the 5th of May, 1862, during the French-Mexican War, an outnumbered Mexican army defeated an invading French army at the Battle of Puebla. This day, known as Cinco de Mayo, is celebrated by countless Americans who have no clue about the Mexicans defeating, what did I say, Germany? Who cares? Another round of margaritas over here. Have a great May 5th, the greatest day ever.
It all comes down to the booze. Just give us a reason to drink and Americans will do it. I got a meme sent to me, pretty funny. It's about the whole LeBron James jumping to conclusions with the shooting in Columbus and, you know, being this voice for Americans. It's got a picture of LeBron saying, "I mean too much to society to shut up and dribble." And underneath it, there's a picture of Sam Elliott, the actor from one of his roles as a cowboy. He said, "You throw balls through a hoop. A trained SEAL can do that." Kind of puts things in perspective. Sometimes people do crazy things for no apparent reason. Allegheny County authorities say a man named Harry Griffith drove an airport maintenance truck through the glass doors of a moving walkway, hit a cement pillar in a nearby parking lot. This all went down on Friday. Then he jumped out of the truck, tried to run away. He was followed by airport employees. Somehow he gained access to the truck after an employee parked it to collect trash from bins near the building. So maybe he was just waiting and then jumped in. Charged with criminal mischief, among other things. Not what you need to be doing when it comes to commandeering a truck at the airport. Please don't eat rotten meat to get high. I can't believe I'm telling you this.
I'm going to take my headphones off.
But I got to tell you this. Decomposing meat for months, even years. People doing it, they're eating this rotten meat because eating it apparently gets you high. It just kind of shows you how sick people are. I'm talking about meat that's slimy, has funky colors, putrid meat. They're eating it to get stoned. I mean, what is wrong with people? Every day I think it can't get any crazier. And guess what? It does. Let's go to Michael in Bradford Woods, PA. Michael, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I was listening to your comments about the nasty email you got from the family that was apparently devastated from COVID. And the first thought that came to my mind was that they were hit pretty hard, harder than most people.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's 95, and she kicked it in the butt. But she's healthy. And I was thinking, you know, this family sounds like they have all the comorbidities that disease was designed to prey on. And why is it our fault that because they led an unhealthy lifestyle their entire life, that we need to be punished for that? That just bothers me.
Michael, I've said it 1,000 times, and I assume the same thing. I just didn't say it because I didn't want to assume and be wrong. But I said the same thing. And, you know, when I leave work or when I go somewhere and I see a 23-year-old who's 150 pounds overweight with purple hair vaping, I'm sitting there thinking, I got to wear a mask for that. I got to protect that because that doesn't give a damn about themselves. So why should I? And this is the discussion that needs to be had in America, Michael, but it won't be because then all of a sudden, oh, you're fat shaming. Well, guess what? We need to fat shame. You know, when people like Lizzo are coming out who's 200 pounds overweight saying, oh, we should embrace our body. No, you're embracing diabetes. You're embracing heart disease. You're embracing laziness. You're embracing a lack of self-discipline. I'm not embracing that stuff. I'm not doing it.
The same people that are straining our health care system are the ones that want free health care.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
You got it. Thanks for the call. Michael got me all fired up, and I got a minute left. You just gave me a time cue.
You had a minute and a half.
Okay. Got this email from Diane. You need to listen to this, Otis. You ready?
As long as it's not rotten meat.
Somebody needs to tell Otis that women find men who like Lionel Richie sexy.
Oh, good Lord.
Hello?
Listen, I don't have anything against Lionel Richie.
I'm
not a big fan of that song.
It's a great song. What would you do to avoid hitting an animal while driving?
You shouldn't do anything because if you swerve and you do more damage than hitting the beat.
I plow them. I don't even, if it's a deer, it's getting plowed. If it's a rabbit, if it's a groundhog, I almost had a turkey fly in my car yesterday. I'm not kidding you. I just kept going forward. Look, this is what you got to do. Because, and the reason I bring this up is because somebody drove up on another vehicle swerving to avoid a cat in the street. Okay? Just keep going. It's like a NASCAR driver. If there's a wreck in front of you, you go straight. Because usually you'll avoid it. You try to, if you go straight, you're going to avoid all the stuff going on. But if you swerve, usually that's what gets you. So yesterday, a turkey's running across the road. And I'm like, well, there's going to be a big plume of feathers.
Go for it.
And that thing took off and almost came right in my window. I would have doo-dooed myself.
Again.
Hello. Hello. Isn't me you're looking for?
Hello.